For these, some sports are painful, and their labor delight in them sets off. Some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This, my mean task, would be as heavy to me as odious. But the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead and makes my labors pleasures. Oh, she is 10 times more gentle than her father's crab, and he's composed of harshness. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget. But these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labors most busy least when I do it.
Alas, now pray you work not so hard. I would the lightning had burnt up those logs that you were enjoined to pile. Pray set it down and rest you. When Miss Burns will weep for having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray now rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Almost, dear mistress. The sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you'll sit down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray, give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature. I had rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonor undergo while I sit lazy by.
It would become me as well as it does you, and I should do it with much more ease. For my good will is to it, and yours it is against.
Poor worm, thou art infected. Visitation shows it.
You look weary.
No, noble mistress, 'tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broke your head to say so.
Admired Miranda. Indeed, the top of admiration, worth what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady I have eyed with best regard, and many a time the harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women. Never any was so full soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed and put it to the foil. But you, oh, you, so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature's best.
I do not know one of my sex. No woman's face remember, save for my glass, mine own. Nor have I seen more that I may call men than you, good friend, and my dear father. How features are abroad I am skillless of. But by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you. Nor can imagination form a shape beside yourself to like of. Oh, but I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
I am in my condition a prince, Miranda. I do think a king I would not so. And would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it, and for your sake am I this patient log man.
Do you love me?
Oh, heaven, oh, earth, bear witness to this sound, and crown what I profess with kind event if I speak true, if hollowly invert what best is voted me to mischief. I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honor you.
Oh, I am a fool to weep at what I am glad of.
Fair encounters, two most rare affections. Heavens rain grace on that which springs between us.
Wherefore weep you?
Mine unworthiness, that dare not offer what I desire to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. Oh, but this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence bashful cunning, and prompt me plain and holy innocence. I am your wife, if you will marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow, you may deny me, but I'll be your servant, whether you will or no.
My mistress, dearest, and I thus humble ever.
My husband, then?
I, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in. And now, farewell. Till half an hour hence.
A thousand.
so glad if this is they. I cannot be who are surprised at all. But my rejoicing at nothing can be more. Now to my book. For yet ere supper time must I perform much business appertaining.